This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Vicki Schmidt with Schmidt Associates about the current drugs being used in the black market and how companies are testing their employees. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Vicki Schmidt with Schmidt Associates right here on the Mondak Oilfield Review.
Did a big push about how addictive meth is, so they have to find something that isn't quite as addictive. Well, and also with the doctors prescribing opiates as easily as they do, they can't get those pills anymore.
Well, you were giving me 30 every 2 weeks, now you cut me to 15.
They have now gotten addicted to the opiate, so they need a replacement.
Wow. So we're all becoming Michael Jackson and Prince, where our bodies are just so immune to...
to what we've been prescribed.
Right, the Percocet and everything else.
That it doesn't work anymore.
We need to go to the black market.
I need, instead of two working, it's kind of like, remember, if you ever taken hydrocodone or oxycodone.
I've never even taken an aspirin.
Oh, good for you. Well, when you first are prescribed an opiate, one pill, you're laying on the couch, half in a daze... Mm-hmm. 2 days later, that one pill, now you need two to get there. Now
sure.
I need three.
Well, your body adjusts.
I need four, I need five. It's kind of like an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, even penicillin, they were talking about how it was becoming a problem because we were becoming immune to it. And so we needed to find something stronger than penicillin.
Same concept.
So we might go back to leeches. Who knows? I'm just kidding.
You know, that's...
I even heard Quaaludes were making a comeback.
All the stupid stuff. I think back to when I was... growing in the late 60s, 70s. Oh, we thought it was crazy then. People were smoking pot and doing speed and ingesting LSD. What could get worse? Oh, well, here we are, 2016, and if it isn't good enough, I'm going to mix it with something else. Because I want to be that impaired.
So, are you seeing a rise in employers testing for drugs? Or has it always been the same and we're just testing for more drugs? Or where are we at with the employers and the drugs?
I'm actually seeing more non-mandated, meaning the companies that the DOT doesn't say has to, wanting to be part of the drug program because they don't want them to come to their workplace. I'm seeing more and more people wanting to test for more drugs. It used to be we tested for marijuana, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, and PCP. Now we have to test for benzos and barbs and oxy, methadone, methamphetamines. So 10 panel instead of 5 has gotten to be pretty commonplace.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Schmidt of Schmidt & Associates or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff at the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.